Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning. We give you all the glory because you are our God. We are grateful for all that you have done. Even from the beginning of this year, we have seen your mighty hands upon us. We know that, Lord, as we have started a new journey, you will see us through. Father, this year, we thank you because we know that, Lord, your presence shall be with us. I pray for all my listeners this morning that, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you will touch their lives. This year will be a great year in their life, wonderful life, flourishing life. Lord, all their expectations this year shall come to pass in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray, O Lord, that, Lord, this year your word will bring much success, much victory into our life in the name of Jesus Christ. We are going to encounter Jesus through this word in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus this morning. I am so much happy that you are there waiting for this program, and I thank God for this new year. Thank God because, you know, God is doing you well. He will provide for you. He will help you. He will see you through, you know. He will finish well in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God for last year. Thank God for, you know, the message of God. Thank God for all those that responded to salvation message, to healing message. Thank God for those who gave us testimonies. Thank God for those who invited us even to their altar to preach the word of life. And thank God for all those who came to Christian Dominion Network Ministries for prayers and for one thing or the other. Thank God, thank God. God is our backbone. God is our strength. And God is the one doing wonderful things through us. And we continue this year in the name of Jesus Christ. He has spoken to us that as he has been with us in 2023, he will do much more things in our life in 2024. And so it shall be in the name of Jesus Christ. So, hallelujah. You can help me to tell somebody, phone somebody there, that Church on Air is on right now. And that, you know, it is time for us to be blessed again by God. Hallelujah. Amen. This morning, by the grace of God, we shall be talking on great expectation. Because I know this year, you have something you are looking unto God for. There is something you are asking God to do in your life. You know, at the beginning of the year like this, you always have a great expectation. You know, and the purpose of this sharing this morning is to let you know that, you know, your expectation will be fulfilled this year in the name of Jesus Christ. That in every expectation you have, there shall be manifestation in the name of the Lord Jesus. Do you know that without expectation, there is no manifestation? God will move in the area of your expectation. What you are expecting will surely come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. So this morning, I'll be sharing with you on the topic that says great expectation. In the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 23, I want us to read verse 18. Proverbs 23, verse number 18.
For surely there is an end, and the expectation shall not be cut off.
There is an end to the affliction you are passing through. There is an end to barrenness in your life. There is an end. There is an end to every evil in your life. And that end has gone with 2023 in the name of Jesus Christ. That end has gone with last year. You know, the evil thing, the affliction, the attack you witnessed last year, you will never see them again. Every evil thing that happened to you, every arrow that was fired against you now, you know, everything that happened that brought tears to you last year, you will never see them again. Are you hearing me now? Everything that is not of God, you know, that happened to you, you know, many years back, you will never and never, you know, see them again in the name of Jesus Christ. So there is an end to every affliction, an end to every problem, an end to every ugly situation in your life. The end has come. You have entered into a new realm. You have entered into a new life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, surely there's an end, and the expectation shall not be cut off. Hallelujah. Now, you know, I am sure this year you have expectation. You have something you are believing God for, something you are looking unto God, that God will do this in my life, God will do that in my life. I want you to know that those expectations that you have in God will never be cut off in the name of Jesus Christ. God will help you this year. God will come to you and he will not forget you. in the name of Jesus Christ. In the book of Psalm 9 verse 18.
For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever.
You know, the needy shall not be. God will not forget you. Can you see? So as you are hearing me this morning, no matter what, I want you to know that God will never forget you. Because he's your maker. He made you. And there's a purpose why he sent you to this world. There's a reason why you came to this world. You know, so why should he forget you? Now, you have children. Can you forget your children? Now, if it is not possible for you to forget any of your children, then how will God forget you? Are you following me now? So he said, the needy shall not always be forgotten. He said, the expectation of the poor shall not perish. So it means that, you know, what you are expecting from God will surely stand in the name of Jesus Christ. All that you are looking unto God to do in your life, I stand with you this year that in the name of Jesus Christ, you know, those things will surely come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. A lot of people, they gave me testimony. What God did to them, you know, how God fulfilled their expectation, how God helped them, you know, how God, you know, blessed them. You know, it is your turn to give such testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. In the book of Proverbs 24 in verse 14.
So shall the knowledge of the wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off.
Your expectation. You know, I want you to know that it's all over the Bible that this year God is telling you that those things you are expecting will surely come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything you are looking unto God for, you are asking God, God, help me. Lord, I need this year, I want this. Whatever you need. Do you want more of God in your life? You want more of breakthrough? You want a good job? What do you want? You want fruitful life? Eh? All that you desire. All you have to do is to believe God this year. As you believe him, it will surely come your way. As you believe him, it will surely help you in the name of Jesus. There was a woman in the Bible that has great expectation. That is the one in the Gospels in Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. I've been sharing this scripture with you over and over. And I will continue. You know, now let us read verse 25.
And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years.
Continue.
And had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his cloth, I shall be whole.
Now can you see the woman had expectation? In that verse 28, he said, for she said... You know, for she said so in her spirit. Can you see now? She said, if I may touch but his cloth, I'll be made whole. You know, other people, they can't fulfill her expectation. She has gone to doctors of this world. She has gone to, you know, traditional healers of this world. She has gone here and there, but yet they could not meet her expectation. Look, it is in Jesus that all your expectation can be met. That is why this year you need this Jesus. You know, it's only in Jesus that your life can be fulfilled. It's only in Jesus that you can have full joy. You know, and this full joy is your portion this year in the name of Jesus Christ. That woman, she had expectation. She said, when I touch his garment, I shall be made whole. Now, 29, what now happened?
And straight away, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague.
Can you see now? Her expectation was fulfilled. You know, her expectation is not a miracle. I see that happen to your life too in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, let me start to say this very well, because everybody, you must have expectation this year. You must have expectation. That is why I want you to send to me, you know, your expectation. Just right then, send it to my, you know, WhatsApp number. I want to pray for you. You know, your expectation, no matter the number, probably there are 4 or there are 5 or there are 7 or there are 10 or there are 20. You know, you can send them to me on my WhatsApp number as you're going to hear very, very soon. And you know, I want to be partner with you in prayers to for God to do something great in your life, for you to have great testimony. You know the reason? Because pregnant woman has expectation that at the end of the 9th month she will deliver a baby. You know, and every farmer has their expectation too. Farmers have expectation. They know that well, at the end of the, as they are sow, they are going to harvest. So everyone has expectation. And I want you to know that, you know, you must have expectation for God to move mightily in your life. And so shall be in the name of Jesus Christ. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Are you under satanic convenant or curses? Is your life full of delay or no accomplishment at all? Join Reverend David Onanuga and Crush the Devil program every Friday by 10 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries International, behind Daptop Oil and Gas, Rock City Avenue, Acero, Abeokuta. Come and experience God's power. Jesus is Lord.
Welcome back in the name of Jesus Christ. What I am saying this morning is that you must have expectation for God to do mighty things, great things in your life this year. There was a man in the Bible who had no expectation. They call his name Esau. Let's see Genesis 25, Esau with no expectation. Genesis 25, let's read from verse 29 to 34. Genesis 25, 29 to 34.
And Jacob sought pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint." Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, "Sell me this day thy birthright." And Esau said, "Behold, I am at the point of to die, and what profit shall this birthright do to me?" And Jacob said, "Swear to me this day." And he swore unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright.
He despised his birthright. He sold his birthright. He sold his future. Can you see now? I want you to know that your own future is not for sale. I say again, your future is not for sale. Your destiny is not for sale. You know, Esau sold his destiny. You know, when he sold his destiny to Jacob, he had no expectation again. Because of what? Because of food. Because of nothing. You know? Because of nothing. He sold his expectation. They are asking a boy, "What do you want to be, you know, when you grow up?" And the boy said, "No, leave me alone. I don't want to be anything." The boy said, "I want to be a cat pusher." They call it Obolanke. They said, "No, you have to go to school. No, when you go to a school, your eyes will be open. You'll be better off in life." The boy was saying, "No, I want to be a cat pusher." Eh? And at the end, he didn't go to school. He became a cat pusher. Now, so Esau has no expectation. So I don't want you this year to dwell on no having expectation. People come to me in the office for prayers. I will ask them, "What's your prayer point?" One will say, "Just pray for me according to how the Spirit of God is leading you." I say, "Wow." So you have no expectation. You know? You have no expectation. When you don't have expectation, there will not be manifestation. There will not be fulfillment in your life. What are those things you want God to do in your life this year? What are the things you want to achieve? These are the things I'm sharing to this. So Esau had no expectation. There's also somebody in the Bible that his own expectation is little. So it can be a man or woman with no expectation, or a man or a woman with little expectation. Let's go to the book of Luke chapter 5, from verse 1. Luke chapter 5, verse 1.
And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the sheep, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the sheep. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, "Launch out into the deep, and let down your net for a draught." And Simon answering said unto him, "Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break.
Hallelujah. Now that was Peter. Simon, can you see now? He had been toiling. The word toiling is a negative word. Can you see now? You know, they were toiling all the night without success. You know, probably over the years, you two, you have been toiling. And because of this toiling, you know, you have lost every expectation. You think God cannot do it again. You know? You are just like Sarah. Sarah was 90 years old. God came to her and God was saying, "Sarah, your time has come for me to bless you." Oh, he said, "Assuming you came a few years back, it could have been better." You know, at that point in time, Sarah was laughing. You know, and God asked Abraham, "Why was Sarah happy?" You know, laughing. And God was not happy. But you know what now? God still helped her. Now, what am I saying this morning? Probably, you know, your expectation, you know, you are thinking, "How will God do it?" You are saying, how can God do it? Let me tell you something. With God, all things are possible. You know, Simon, at this point in time, because he had been toiling, he felt that nothing again can come. But after Jesus used his boat, Jesus now said, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. You know what he said? He said, we have toiled all the night. You know, his expectation was so low. He was not looking for a buoyant harvest. He was thinking, what else can happen? But you know what now? He said, nevertheless, at your word. Well, I will just believe you because you said so. But for me, Peter, things have gone down. I don't think that miracle can happen again. But you know what now? He has little expectation. But you know what? God surprised him. I see God surprising you this year. That expression, don't think that because, you know, you have gone through, you know, rough life, things has happened to you in a negative way, that is how life will continue with you. I want you to be a possibilitarian, to believe God, that God is able, that can do it for you. You know, when you look at past, you might not be able to move to your future. But believe God today. Though things have been difficult in your life, though you have passed through this ugly situation, but one thing I know is that God wants to renew your life this year. God wants to come to you. God wants to, you know, he wants to touch you. He wants to do something peculiar in your life. But you must believe him. Can you see that? You must believe him. So, you know, Peter, he has little expectation. But when he saw the harvest, you know what he did? When he had the harvest, he was shocked. Look at verse 8. You know, verse 8, yes.
When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.
Depart from me. He couldn't believe what he saw. You know, there's a miracle happening in your life. You will not believe it, but it's coming to pass. There's a greatness God is taking to this year. There's a level in life that God has promised to get you to. All you need to do is just to believe him. You know, I want you to say, Lord, I just believe. I know with you all things are possible. And you can change my life. You can turn my life around. And when you are saying that, despite all the things that is happening in your life, God will surely do it for you. I see you giving testimony this year. Give a great testimony. You know, the type of thing that never happened to you before for good, you know, it will happen. And God's name shall be glorified through you in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't be depressed. Don't think that the end has come. Don't think that, no, God cannot come again. I see God coming this year. I see God helping you this year. I see God visiting you this year. Can you say a bigger amen? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Littlest, you know, it's like some people praying. You know, they put Peter in prison. And people are praying. Can you imagine when people are praying? Praying for a miracle. And the miracle happened, they couldn't believe. You know, Peter was in prison. Herod put him in prison. That they will, after Easter, they will now sentence him for killing. And a group of people was praying in Just Mark's mother's house. And, you know, their prayer had been answered. God did what? God opened the door for Peter. Peter came out and he went to their prayer meeting. Yeah, they're having a prayer meeting. And when Peter came there, he knocked the door. One slave girl called Rhoda came and watched and opened the door. And Rhoda said, hey, come and see. I've seen Peter. Peter is outside. They said, this girl is mad. Something is happening to this girl. They couldn't believe. You know why? They don't expect it to happen. They have little or no expectation. And yet, God has answered their prayers. Some people pray like that. That they are looking unto God. You know, they'll be asking, how will God do it? Even as they are praying, as they are on their knees praying, they'll still be asking themselves, this prayer I'm praying, how will God do it? Will God do it? How can God do it? Are you to think for God? Can you think for God? You are. All you have to do is to believe God. Bible says, you know, say, well, after you have prayed, believe, and then you have answer to your problem. You know, after you have prayed, the next thing is to believe. So, you know, there are people with little expectation. Number one are people with no expectation. Number two, people with little expectation. Number three, people with great expectation. Hallelujah. That is where I want you to fix yourself this year. People with what? With great expectation. When you look at the book of 1 Samuel, in chapter 17, When David faced Goliath, oh my God, David has a great expectation. Hey, David had a great expectation. You know, see how he was talking. See what he was saying, you know, because he was so sure that, you know, his expectation will what? Will surely come to pass. You know, see, I was talking, you know, to Saul. You know, let's see it in 1 Samuel 17. Let's read verse 33 first of all. Yes. Or from verse 32. Yes, 32.
And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this.
Your servant, don't allow your heart to fail you. See, you know, he has great experience. God that has helped me to kill the lion, to kill the boar. He would also submit the life of this Goliath, no matter how tall it can be, into my hand. You know, look, you need to intimidate your Goliath this year. Even though that problem looks gigantic, that problem looks so big, but I want you to know that that problem will fall this year in the name of Jesus Christ. That Goliath that has been terrorizing your life over the years, causing problems for you, causing sorrow, is going down right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. David said, let no man's heart, you know, let no man's heart fail him. Why? He was so sure that, you know, this is expectation over Goliath will come to pass. And it came to pass. Look at 2 Kings 2, you know, from verse 9 to 15. And when Elisha demanded for what? For double portion. You know, he was so sure that God is going to give him double portion through Elijah. Elijah said, look, let's read it. You know, 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 9. 9, yes.
And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me.
Can you see now? What Elisha wants is what? Double portion. I know, and he got it. Double portion of what? Of the Spirit of God upon Elijah. I want the double portion. Do you want double portion in your spiritual life this year? You want to do great for God? Receive it now in the name of Jesus Christ. As what you desire to do for God, to win souls for God, to intercede for God, to do spiritual work for God, I prophesy to you this year that so it shall be in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, you know, Elisha had great expectation and he got it. How about Bartimaeus? Bartimaeus in Mark 10, from verse 46 to 52. Mark 10, 46 to 52. Bartimaeus was crying, you know, crying to God. You know, can we read it from verse 46? Yes.
And he came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciple, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the wayside begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And he called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he called thee.
Can you see that? So, you know, the people said, come on, shut up. You know, he said, are you Jesus? I'm calling Jesus' name. You know, the man, Bartimaeus, he has great expectation that this blindness must come to an end today. He heard about Jesus. He said, with Jesus, that was giving hope. You know, he has faith. When you have great expectation, you must also have great faith. Can you see now? You must have faith. Faith is so important. Why? Because, you know, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So you must speak great things. As you believe God, you know, your words must correspond with your action. Can I say this as I close this morning? That great expectation requires great effort. Great expectation requires great effort. Can you see what happened in the Master 2? Those friends of the man that was crippled, see what they did? They carried their friend. Yeah. They even, when there was no way to carry him inside the place, they now went to the top of the building. They looked to the top to bring their friend down. Why? For Jesus to touch him. And that day, their expectation came to pass. Jesus healed that man. That man went home carrying his bed. No more passing. The paralysis left him. I see God helping you. I see God touching your life this morning. I see him doing great in your life. Don't forget all your expectations that you want this year. I want to stand with you. You can send it to my WhatsApp number. And I know that things will happen with you. You and I will give testimony. Thank you for hearing. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga on 080-33-855-927. is 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our Books in various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.